Oh, yes. Here it is. That music means only one thing. Master Crew Theater on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris. It's Joe. Marissa's on the phones and the board today. PST Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro, although he's on his way to Disney, so he won't be with us this morning.
Yeah.
So it's just Joe and I.
It's us. Doing it solo.
Marissa, you get to be the director today. Wow, this is your first time for this.
I know, kind of nervous.
You don't have to be nervous. So Joe and I are going to act out a scene. Halloween movie. Come on,
That's what we know today,
right?
That is what we know.
And you got to call in and guess what it is today. If you get it right, you've got a chance at winning Back to the Future, the musical tickets for the Academy of Music in Philly.
All right.
Marissa, do you know what you need to do here?
We're good.
No, she's looking at me like, no. You have to say, like, quiet on the set.
Oh, okay. I got you guys.
She's
okay.
Like, yeah. She's like, got it.
I got it. Quiet on the set. Oh.
Is that the music for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you have to say action.
Oh, yeah.
She forgot it. Action.
Action.
There we go.
There we go.
Joe, what part are you? We didn't even get to decide here. I'll go first.
Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted.
Grandma, this is so totally cool.
Well, there's a reason why witches don't drive minivans.
Well, how does magic make it go?
Magic is really very simple, my dear. All you have to do is want something and then let yourself have it. Now hang tight. Let's see what this can do. Wow. What a witch's life it is.
Scene.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, I picked up on it there.
It was short, but you should know what it is, I would think.
Did our director know what we were doing?
Did you know, Marissa?
I did.
You did?
I did.
And we didn't even tell her.
We didn't tell her. We just said we're going into
character. All right, so what do you think that movie is? Call right now, 609-243-9778. Happy Halloween. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Having some Halloween fun today. So Master Crew Theater is the Halloween edition. We're acting out a Halloween movie. And if you guess it, you could be going to go see Back to the Future, the musical, at the Academy of Music in Philly. All right. So we'll do, Joe, one more performance, an encore performance.
Of course. We have to, right?
In case you missed it or just in case you want to hear it again. And then we'll go to the phones. Gosh, the phones are jammed. And we'll see if you know what the movie is. Marissa, who's on the phones today and on the board, this is a big thing for you.
I know. I'm feeling a lot more confident this go around. Now that I know.
All right, so you're the director. You take it away. You
all
direct.
All right. Quiet on set. Quiet on set.
There we go.
Okay. That's the wrong thing. So we're going to skip my bed. We're going to stick to that one there. We're going to stick to this.
Okay. So you have to say action, Marissa.
Action.
There we go. Grandma, this is totally cool.
Well, there's a reason why witches don't drive minivans, dear.
Well, how does magic make it go?
Magic is really very simple. All you have to do is want something and then let yourself have it. Hang on tight. Let's see what this can do.
Ooh.
Whoa. What a witch's life it is.
Cut.
Scene.
All right. Fantastic. Good job all around, everyone. Good job, folks.
Wow, the director's applauding. Let's go to the phone, see if you know what the movie is. Let's go to Natalie in Bordentown. Natalie, any clue what this movie is?
Hi, good morning. You guys did a great job. It's Halloween Town.
Halloween Town is what she thinks. All right, now you hold on there in case you're correct. Nicole is in Levittown. Nicole, what's your guess?
Hi, good morning. So I'm thinking Halloween Town also.
You are also thinking that. Okay, hang right there. Hang tight in case you win those tickets. Cheryl is in Branchburg. Cheryl, what do you think it is?
My daughter thinks it's Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, a fabulous Halloween
movie.
With
the witches.
All right, hang on the line in case you're correct. Christina is in Hamilton. What's your guess, Christina?
Happy Halloween. I believe it's Halloween Town. You guys did a great performance.
Thank you. All right. Hang on right there. And last call here. Charlotte is in Wrightstown. Charlotte, what's your guess?
Hi. I think it is Halloween Town.
Another one. Another vote for Halloween Town. Well, it is, in fact, Halloween Town. Here's what it's supposed to sound like.
I think it's supposed to sound like that. There we go.
Well, there's a reason why witches don't drive minivans.
Well, how does magic make it go? Magic is really very simple. All you have to do is want something, and then let yourself have it. Now hang on tight. Let's see what this can do.
That was the best part. What a witch's life. That was good, Joe. You did a good job.
I really channeled her.
Uh-huh. Okay, so everybody on the line except one had it. So that means we're going to pick a random person. And Marissa, pick up that line right there. Who's this?
It's Nicole.
Nicole in Levittown. You're the winner.
Awesome. Yay.
Congratulations. You're going to see Back to the Future, the musical at the Academy of Philly, at the Academy of Music in Philly.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Okay, hang on the line. Happy Halloween. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. We should have come in costume.
We should have.
Although I saw my costume in Walmart the other night. It was a t-shirt that said, "This is my Halloween costume." That's about as costume as I go.
That makes sense.
Because I'm not really into Halloween, but then when the actual day gets here, I'm kind of excited today.
You're forced into it?
Yeah, I didn't even buy candy yet. I got to go after work and get some candy because I was afraid I was going to eat it, number one. And it's expensive, so I'm hoping it's on sale by the time I get to Target this afternoon. You think there's sales already or that's not till tomorrow?
Costumes were on sale last weekend.
Oh, so maybe it is on sale. All right, so think of the worst Halloween candy. We're going to take the worst Halloween candy quiz. Joe's going to give us some clues, Marissa, and then we have to guess what the worst Halloween candy is. Okay, Marissa's on the board on the phones this morning. I'm Chris. This is Joe. PST's chief meteorologist, Dan Zaro. He's actually on vacation. He won't be back till next week. All right, go for it, Joe.
All right, here we go. I'm going to describe the candy. You're going to guess what it is.
Okay.
All right. An Almond Joy without the almonds.
I know it instantly.
What?
A Mounds.
Oh, I don't even know those candies. I've heard of it.
Marissa is correct.
So Almond Joys were the candies that I would get for Halloween that my dad would be like, "Those are mine." And I'd be like, gladly take them.
Seriously.
I don't want them.
That's just a big nut, right?
Yeah. I didn't know
Mounds was a nutless Almond Joy.
Pretty much. I think it's dark chocolate, though, so.
Okay.
You said nutless.
Yeah, I know.
That was funny. All right. Number two on our little game here.
Okay.
A spicy cinnamon-flavored candy that is named after something you might eat in a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, I know this one. Do you? You're looking all confused, Marissa.
I know the taste. I can feel it on my tongue, but I can't get the word out for what it is.
Is it hot tamales?
It is a hot tamale.
Yes, they come in like a red box.
Yes.
It's always near the Good and Plenty's, but not the Good and Plenty's. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's the same type of box as the Good and Plenty's come in.
Could you imagine mixing those up?
Oof.
I have the third one here, and I have never heard of it. So let's see if either of you have heard of this.
We're kind of tied right now.
Oh,
tied.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This will be our tiebreaker. We're doing the worst Halloween candy quiz on 94.5 PST.
If either of you have heard of this one, I'll be shocked. I hadn't.
Oh.
A chewy, honey-flavored bar that doubles as a dental trap.
Oh.
Is it a Honey Chew, or I can picture
You're
the wrapper.
Right,
I can picture the wrapper in my head, like a Chewy or something.
It's
or
called Bit O' Honey.
Oh, yeah.
Which I now see. I can see the yellow wrapper in my mind.
I can see the wrapper.
I'm saying, oh, like I've heard of it. I'm like, oh, yeah
guys.
She's
definitely
never heard of it.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, let's check in with Philadelphia this morning. And Emily, you're representing the entire city. Are you ready to beat Chris Rollins?
Yes, I am.
That's a lot
of pressure, representing the whole city.
Well, she's got it. She knows. She's been here before, right, Emily?
Yes, I have.
Oh, wait, did you beat me?
I don't think so.
Okay. Did we tie? Well, we'll see.
Just keep a log of these better back here. All right. Chris, you leave. We'll see Emily here. And when Chris comes back, we'll see who gets more right, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right. She is gone. There we go, Emily. Okay, here we go. Your quiz starts right now. Here we go. Question number one. Emily, you may have heard it's Halloween. Name any of the actresses who star in the movie Practical Magic.
I've never seen that, so I'm going to have to skip.
I'm going to give you a hint. One of them is currently divorcing Keith Urban.
Divorcing who?
Keith Urban.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll skip. One more, can I skip?
Sorry.
No. Don't apologize to me. Just the entire city of Philadelphia, which was counting on you. I'm kidding. All right, question number two. Tate McRae's song Tit for Tat continues to rise up the charts. Which reality show did Tate McRae appear on? Was she on American Idol or So You Think You Can Dance?
American Idol.
Do you want to lock in American Idol?
Yes.
And the third and final question. Melissa Gorga is back on Bravo in a new reality show. She's best known as a housewife. Which housewife series was she a part of? Like the city, state, county, whatever?
Let's do New Jersey.
Lock in New Jersey? All right. Can't Be Chris This Morning, powered by Al's Airport and Barn Grill in Ewing. Al's has live music 6 nights a week, brunch specials Saturdays, Sundays. A ton of fun there. Check him out online, alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Hello, Chris.
Hey there.
All right, Chris, your quiz is going to start right now for Friday. Here we go. Question number one, Chris. You may have heard it is Halloween. Have you heard?
Yeah, I've heard.
Okay. Name any of the actresses who star in the movie Practical Magic.
Oh, Practical Magic. Sandra Bullock?
Right? You said Sandra Bullock, yes, and we did it last week as our Master Group Theater.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock is correct. That is a point for Chris. Emily, the answer I was trying to coach you towards was Nicole Kidman.
All good.
All right, question number two, Chris. Tate McRae's song Tit for Tat continuing to rise up the charts. Which reality show did Tate McRae appear on? Was it American Idol or So You Think You Can Dance?
So You Think You Can Dance.
Chris said, So You Think You Can Dance. Emily said, American Idol. The correct answer is, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, I didn't see her on that, but I know she wasn't on American Idol.
Because she's Canadian.
Yeah, not American Idol.
And her mom was a big dance teacher. All right, question number three. Can Chris get all three? Melissa Gorga is back on Bravo in a new reality show. She's known as a housewife, however. Which housewife series was she a part of?
She was New Jersey.
She was New Jersey, which you both said, so you're both correct. Chris 3, though. Emily 1. Emily, unfortunately, you're going to have to give us that phrase of shame.
My name's Emily from Philadelphia, and I can't beat Chris.
It was tough today.
It was a tough one. Emily, for playing along and being a good sport and giving us that phrase of shame, we got you tickets to go see Louis Capaldi this spring in Philadelphia.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Louis brings his biggest tour yet to Philadelphia, to the Lea Chorus Center on April 15th. Tickets go on sale this morning at 9 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Hang a line, Emily.
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Have you ever heard of Switch Witch? It's becoming a popular Halloween tradition. Do you know what it is, Joe?
No, actually.
So it's when, as a parent, you let your kids have, you know, whatever candy today, tomorrow, into next week or whatever. But then you take the rest of their candy and you say, okay, the Switch Witch is coming, and you switch all your candy so you don't eat like a ton of candy for like another little gift, like at the toy store or something.
Oh, okay. My mom did this, but my mom didn't do it after trick or treat. My mom, if she's listening right now, she's gonna text me in a second and say, how dare you tell people I did this? I remember two very specific Halloweens. She looked at me when it was like the day before and it was a costume shopping day. And she said, I'll buy you a costume. We can go trick-or-treating. Or I'll take you to Toys R Us and you can have whatever you want.
No way.
Did you
choose Toys R Us?
You know full well I chose Toys R Us.
So you didn't even go trick-or-treating?
And I was probably 7 or 8.
So like, what did you do on Halloween then while everybody was trick-or-treating?
Stayed at home.
Oh my God, your mom
with
is
with my
funny.
Toy.
So if you're thinking about watching a movie tonight, this new list from Just Watch reveals that the scary movies that we're all streaming the most this Halloween is The Substance. You ever heard of that before?
Yes.
Talk to Me comes in second, and 28 Days Later is number three.
Don't like that one.
I don't like any of these. So if you haven't gotten any candy yet, like me, this is the latest I've ever gone with buying candy. I'm headed to the store like after work today. So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, number one, most popular. M&M's second. Hershey's, like just a milk chocolate bar, is third. Snickers, number four. And Skittles, number five. I think I'm getting Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Didn't you just say that yesterday? Same thing.
Okay, maybe a different hour, Joe? Different audience?
All day yesterday.
Yeah, no. Shut up.
I was like, I knew this.
So Sydney Sweeney got slammed for her dress at a women's event the other day. She was actually at Variety's Power of Women event in Beverly Hills on Wednesday. And you can go see the dress. It's on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. It's pretty see-through. Marissa's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's certainly something. I mean, she looks good. I feel like she looks good in anything.
She looks amazing. She can wear a paper bag and look amazing.
But wrong event,
so,
I think.
At the podium, she said, I know what it feels like to have to prove that you deserve to be here, to be seen, to be taken seriously, of course, while wearing a transparent, gown. A lot of women aren't loving this. A lot of women are posting saying, basically, come on. Like,
yeah.
One woman said she's literally at the Power of Women podium talking about being underestimated while wearing a dress that puts her body on display more than her message. Again, you can go see it. You'll be the judge. It's up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So we have one less royal. King Charles formally stripped Prince Andrew of his royal titles because of, his association with Jeffrey Epstein. He's still denying it, but Buckingham Palace announced that he will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor.
It's interesting. I saw one of the...
And he has to leave his royal residence.
Well, that's going to be interesting. Yeah, he's going to go to his house.
I mean, he's been living for free for years.
And Fergie was still living with him.
Yeah.
Not Fergie. And I hear Sarah Ferguson.
I hear the daughters have kind of quietly left the UK.
Yeah, it's going to be
this
tough.
But now he's
Andrew, formerly known as Prince, kind of like Prince the musician.
Yeah. Hey, and don't forget, time change this weekend. This is the good one. Clocks go back an hour, so you gain an hour of sleep. There's the scoop. Halloween is Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe, Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa's here today on the phones and running the board. So we were talking about the worst things we ever got in our trick-or-treat bags. Do you remember, Marissa, what were the worst things?
Our town was actually pretty good, but definitely we've had some people give you like apples and like toothbrushes and things like that.
That used to be a big thing that people would give out caramel apples or caramel apples. And you're like, what am I doing with this? You couldn't even bite it.
It didn't fit. Yeah.
What about you, Joe? Well, we know now your mom bribed you into not trick-or-treating by giving you toys.
Barely went. But for me, it was the things that your parents threw away because of quote-unquote razor blades. So I actually love Tootsie Rolls.
Ew.
Oh,
that was going to be my answer.
Back in the day, I know people don't, but I love Tootsie Rolls. But you couldn't, my mom, your parents wouldn't let you eat Tootsie Rolls because they could put the razor blades or whatever in them.
Yeah.
Remember? Like, because the way those wrappers are.
For a while, we all had to watch. Do you even know that, Marissa?
I do.
Yeah. For a while, our parents were checking all our candy for razor blades. People would give me, fistfuls of Tootsie Rolls. I was like, oh, these are awful. We already have people calling in. So let's bring on Elaine in Abington. Elaine, wait, you have to tell us about this woman in your neighborhood. What did you call her?
So in the neighborhood, the kids all called her the junk lady. I don't know whether she did flea markets or whatever, but every year it was, what did you get from the junk lady? So she would have these boxes in her house. And she would give you a piece of candy, but then she would pick these random items that she would give to kids you didn't get to pick. So over the years, my kids got napkin rings, silk flowers, a teacup set. Other kids in the neighborhood would get naked Barbie dolls in a bag, random clothes.
I have
and
never
like crayons
heard.
And markers and stuff.
Wait, your kids brought home a teacup set? Like,
and napkin ring.
How does that fit in a trick-or-treat bag?
She would randomly would give it, and it got to the point where, in the neighborhood, as you were walking up and down the street trick-or-treating, or did you go to the junk lady? What'd you get from the junk lady? And my kids' friends would come trick-or-treating in our neighborhood because They wanted to get something from the junk lady.
Oh, no. I was going to say you'd skip. I'd be skipping the junk lady, but I guess you were going to see what you got.
I mean, yeah. I hope she's still doing that. That actually warms my heart.
What?
That is eclectic.
Don't give me a napkin ring.
But you know I love an eclectic story like that. That's good stuff.
That I've never heard of anything like that before. Jordan is also calling in from Philly. Jordan, okay, what was the worst thing in your Halloween bag?
Hi, guys. Good morning. So the worst thing was when I would go trick-or-treating at my grandparents' house in the Northeast, and his neighbor, or their neighbor, was a retired dentist, and he would give us dental floss.
Oh. It's just like your toothbrushes.
Yeah, why are they doing that?
That is hilarious. All right, so phones are open. I gotta hear more.
What's top the junk lady.
Yeah, seriously, can you top that? What's the worst thing you ever got in your trick-or-treat bag? 609-243-9778. Or you can tell us always in the 94.5 PST app chat. In your trick-or-treat bag. That's what we're talking about. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. Happy Halloween. It's Chris, Joe. Marissa's here on the board and answering the phones. Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist. I used to get just handfuls of Tootsie Rolls, and I'd be like, ugh, what do I do with these?
You could have given them to me, because I love Tootsie Rolls.
I can't believe you like Tootsie Rolls. I think anybody liked Tootsie Rolls.
Is it the chocolate ones that you like the vanilla, the fruity ones?
Honestly, chocolate or vanilla, but chocolate's the classic.
OG. Yeah,
Marissa,
OG.
You got a toothbrush in your bag one year.
Yeah, I guess they thought they were helping, like, prevent cavities. I don't really know, but that's what Halloween's for.
That had to have been a dentist's house, right?
It had to have been.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Jill on the line. Jill, what was it for you?
Oh, it's gum for me. We always had gum in our house, so gum was nothing special.
I can see that. I mean, gum isn't really candy. You know what I mean?
It's the bubble gum that lasts 30 seconds.
Yeah, and then it tastes terrible. Sean's next from Newtown. Hey, Sean.
We had one woman in our neighborhood who would throw pennies in our bag every year. What am I going to do with 5 pennies? Give me a Snickers.
I hear you. Although Snickers I didn't love because they had peanuts in them. And I didn't like any candy with peanuts. So when we would get that stuff, I'd be like so disappointed.
I thought you loved Reese's.
But Reese's don't have peanut. I mean, that's peanut butter. I don't like peanuts.
Yeah, Marissa.
No, what are you talking about?
Marissa, you're new around here, but these are the weird things that come out of Chris Rollins' mouth.
Wait a minute. It's not chunky peanut butter in a Reese's peanut butter cup. It's smooth.
It's still is it a texture thing or is it a taste thing?
I don't like, and now I do like them, but when I was a kid, I don't like peanuts. Like, I loved peanut butter, but not peanuts.
I guess I can kind of see it. I can.
Why is that so weird, Joe?
It's peanuts. They're the same thing.
But they're chunks.
In a different form.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like, that's weird. It'd be like saying I don't like cheese, but I eat pizza.
No, it's totally different. All right, Lauren is on the line in Hamilton. Hey, Lauren.
The worst is what me and my friends call granny candy. Anything that you'll find in the grandmother's candy jar. You know what I'm talking about. I used to get those Werther's candies. Oh, my God. Oh. Disgusting. I may like them when I'm a little older, but when I was a kid, I still don't like them.
Yeah, Werther's are pretty... That's a good name for them.
Granny candy. Let's give them granny candy. But see, I've gotten old enough, I kind of like... I think I'm just an old soul sometimes. I kind of like that stuff.
Like peppermints and things like that.
This happened to me once, actually. Trinity in Columbus app chatted and said the weirdest thing was cans, like canned good. You'd get canned food. It was a weird thing when I got a can of something.
Actually, that's kind of common this year because, you know, the SNAP benefits are running out and stuff. So people are giving a canned good and some candy.
I was going to say, I would love that. I'm a sucker for soup. So give me a can of soup and man...
We also got a nap chat about one of their neighbors worked for Johnson & Johnson, and their house gave out Band-Aids.
I was going to say deodorant or anything like that.
My friend Alex works at whatever J&J is called. I think it's called Kenview now. I wonder if we give out Tylenol.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best
idea.
Trendy
this year.
Well, yeah, maybe. Halloween fun this morning. So it's Chris, Joe, Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist, and Marissa's here on the phones today and on the board. So Marissa says to me, Joe, I found this Halloween Never Have I Ever game.
Okay.
Do you want to play?
Do I want to play? Do you guys want
to
play?
Wants
you guys
us to play.
Okay, yeah.
She wants us to play.
So we're starting with five fingers up in the air, right?
Yes, yeah, so it's going to be five fingers. Usually it's 10, but for the sake of time, we'll do five. And these are kind of risque.
Well, then we better do five or we'll hear all five. Of Joe's
I don't have to explain
personal
things, right?
Life
I can
here.
Just go on yes or no. Okay,
yeah, yeah. It's a yes or no.
I think you also explain without explaining if you say. Yeah.
I feel like sometimes no explanation is worse than an explanation, but.
I got it.
Okay.
Hands up. You can play at home too. Hands up in the air.
Hands up.
Five fingers.
So every time I say something that you have done, you're going to put a finger down. All right?
That we have done.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to start kind of easy. Never have I ever kissed someone during a scary movie.
Oh, God. That's why we always went to scary movies.
Well, that's kind of the excuse, right?
Yeah. All right.
Both of us put a finger down.
Finger down.
Like I said, I'm going to start easy. It's not too bad.
Any date I used to go on was all horror movies because that you know, you cuddled up a little
for
bit.
Chris,
you know,
it was more than kissing.
No, it was not. Not in the movie, Peter. Good Lord.
Don't let her lie to you.
All right. Number two. Never have I ever hooked up with someone with their costume still on.
Oh, I know you have, Joe.
Like
he put his finger down.
Not necessarily on Halloween.
I have to also.
What do you mean?
Well, Halloween parties.
What do you mean not on Halloween?
I go to some weird things.
Oh, God. See what I mean?
All right. Number,
next one.
Number three. Never have I ever kissed someone in a costume I didn't recognize.
No. Oh, I've never done that. I've always at least recognized the person. Joe.
Using the mask as an excuse.
I'm gonna put a half a finger down.
Oh, my God.
Because I can't remember.
Joe.
There's definitely a few parties where it could have happened.
This is where explanations are more than explanations are more than explanations. Okay, go ahead.
All right, these last two are going to get a little up. Okay. Number four, never have I ever had a quickie at a Halloween party.
Chris's finger's going down for that. She almost put all of her fingers down. That means it's happened a few times. No, that's not
no.
Right.
It was only once. And but we once, snuck into the bathroom. We didn't realize there was a whole line of people waiting for the bathroom.
So I want the record to show Chris has less fingers up right now than I do.
Oh, my God. That's impossible.
Okay, this last one is a little out there, but I'm going to be really surprised if either of you guys have done this. Never have I ever hooked up in a graveyard.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris!
Only because there's lots of them in my town.
That's,
there's old
why
graveyards.
Why is that the excuse?
And when, oh, God. I don't even want to go into this
how
explanation.
Old were you?
Well, when we went to...
We
I
have no more Chris and the crew
but
actual
we would
formatics.
Used to go to youth group at church. You'd play games.
I think that's even worse.
But you'd play a game called Sardines, and it was in the graveyard and stuff. And
was so it called Hide the Pickle?
I didn't do it there. I like kissed people.
Oh, I think we have very different definitions.
All right, let's move on. I thought this was going to be you, Joe.
It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
Anybody in the area doing trick or tater? That's becoming more of a thing. I don't get this.
Tell me.
Kids really excited about getting taters, potatoes in
like
their trick or treat bag? Yeah. So this Halloween trend called trick or tater has people handing out potatoes to trick or treaters instead of candy again this year. It was just on the news.
Again?
Yeah.
This was a thing last year?
And kids are surprisingly excited to get these potatoes in their candy buckets? I can't believe that. Parents like it for kids who have food allergies and stuff, but then you got to go home and prepare it.
Just throw it in the microwave.
But like, and the potato industry put out all these like recipes, like, you know, you can make homemade potato chips and do potato nachos and things like that.
It's great
I'd
in theory.
Mad.
I guess just hand me a bag of fries or something, you know?
Yeah,
like have an air fryer plugged into your front lawn and make me French fries or something. I would say yes.
I even grew up in a town where I lived in front of a potato field and we never got potatoes for Halloween. So
but think
I don't
about
really
it. In this economy,
this.
If they're free.
Yeah, maybe. So, okay, Halloween etiquette. You got to respect the lights on, lights off rule. If the light is off, do not ring the bell. Do not.
We talked about it all day yesterday.
Yes. If you want to get treats, you got to wear a costume. At least put a little bit of effort into it, right? And accept whatever it is and don't complain. Don't be like, oh, you got a Snickers? You got anything else in there?
Well, then later you can do the candy swap.
That's
the trade.
The best part.
Exactly.
That's the best part. When you get back to your house, you throw it all over the sidewalk with your friends and you all trade and
swap.
And
then the Snickers that
stuff.
You got earlier, someone's like, that's my favorite. You want to trade for a Kit Kat?
Exactly.
Love it.
So wait, have you ever heard of Switch Witch? Because that apparently is becoming more of a popular Halloween tradition. So it's when some parents like Okay, you let your kids have some candy, and then the Switch Witch comes, and the Switch Witch is maybe like the Tooth Fairy where they switch it out for a gift.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You take the bulk of the rest of the candy that you don't want your kids to have, and you say, okay, switching it for a truck or I don't know, whatever it is. And don't forget the time change is tomorrow night. This is the good
one. This is a good one, and I'm going to give you an extra reason why it's good. Tomorrow night is one of my favorite nights to go to a bar because you get an extra hour of drinking.
That's right. So before you go to bed tomorrow night, the clocks go back an hour, and you get an extra hour sleep. Oh, I love
just wait until Monday evening's ride home when it's dark at 4.
But this is a good one, though. All right, there's the scoop. It's Chris and the crew. Happy Halloween. It's 94.5 PST. All right. So are you ready? We're going to play Scream That Tune.
Scream That Tune.
It's basically just like name that tune, but we're going to do it with Halloween songs. All right. So we have two PST listeners on the line. They're going to go head to head. Let's say hi to contestant number one. Vanessa is on the line. Hey, Vanessa. Good morning.
Hello. Happy Halloween.
And we also hear it's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Did that kind of stink having your birthday on Halloween?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Not awful. Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's fun. Definitely.
It's like a party holiday.
I still dress up. I'm turning 41 and I still dress up.
Look at that. That's awesome.
Christmas birthday is worse.
All right. So let's go to contestant number two, who is Kara. Good morning, Kara. Happy Halloween.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
All right. So Joe's the game show host here. He's going to take over.
All right, guys. So Vanessa, you get to decide. Can you name song number one in 5 seconds? Do you think you can do it or do you want to pass?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm up for it.
Vanessa is going. All right.
She's confident.
Vanessa's going for it. She's going for that first point. Let's see, Vanessa. Here we go.
That's all you get. Only 5 seconds. What's that name? Scream that tune.
Ghostbusters.
Woo, she got it.
She got it. All right. That's a point.
That's a point. Ding, ding. That's a point. All right.
All right. So now we go over to Kara, right?
Now we go over to Kara. Let's see, Kara. Kara, do you want to play or pass for song number two?
You get five
I'll
seconds.
Play.
All right. She's going to
play.
All right. Here we go. And fire.
Monster Mash.
Oh, she didn't even need the five
seconds. She got
seconds.
It. All right.
All right, so it's a tie game.
I'm going to break the rules here because we you know, time. Sheesh. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to play clip number three and shout your name, okay, when I hear
scream
your name.
It.
Scream your name so loud that Judge Chris Rollins hears it and you get to name the song, okay? You ready? Your names are your buzzers and fire.
Kara.
I heard Kara.
Oh. What is it?
Thriller.
She knew that? That was like a second.
Kara, that was good.
You took it.
Kara took it
Kara,
in the end. Very good.
You are the winner. But you know what? Everybody's getting New Jersey Lottery scratch-off tickets, ladies. Hang on. Happy Halloween.